This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Howard Berkus. This week, the nation got a new Secretary of the Interior. Former Idaho Governor Dirk Kempthorne is now the federal landlord for 20% of the nation's land, including all the national parks, wildlife refuges, grazing land, Indian reservations, and more. He's the chief protector of wild places and wildlife, and he's the chief exploiter of federal resources. Interior Secretary Dirk Kempthorne joins us to talk about his vision for public lands. Mr. Secretary, welcome.
Howard, thank you very much. And this is my first official week on the job, so I'm delighted to have this opportunity to talk with you.
Well, you are new to the job, but you have had a lot of experience with public lands as governor of Idaho, as a former U.S. senator. You dealt with endangered species, wolves, grizzly bears, salmon. And I know you've been concerned about the economic impacts of the Endangered Species Act. I'm wondering, what is it about the act that doesn't work for you?
One of the things, Howard, that I really would like to see accomplished with the Endangered Species Act is a far greater emphasis on recovery, the recovery of the species. Right now, the emphasis is on listing a species as endangered, but then moving on and seeing what is the next species that should be listed. I really want to see resources brought to bear so that we can see the prospering of some of these species.
The administration views the nation's public lands and the offshore waters that you manage as places to be looking for new sources of energy. There's been a huge push in this administration to do that. What's your view? Should we be doing more of that or less of that?
Howard, we know that this country needs to have a stable and predictable supply of energy. If we can lessen our reliance on the foreign source of that energy, that is to the benefit, both the economic benefit and the national security of the country. As we look at traditional energy needs, it needs to be accomplished with the absolute utmost adherence to environmental standards and putting in place the latest in technology. In the Energy Act of 2005, there are specific directives to the Department of Interior, which includes to develop alternative energy sources. And so in addition to the traditional, I want to be aggressive in furthering alternative energy sources, which ultimately is going to be part of our solution.
The Government Accountability Office has looked at this sort of rush to drill for oil and gas and has concluded that Interior Department employees have been so swamped with processing permits and getting drilling rigs out there that they haven't been paying enough attention to environmental impacts. What will you do about that as the new secretary?
I would just reiterate what I said just a few moments ago, and that is it has to be with the adherence of the environmental standards. The standards have been identified, they're in place, and part of our responsibility is to affirm that they'll be met.
The Government Accountability Office has concluded that that hasn't been taking place. So is there something in particular that you can do to make sure that it does take place now?
It is to utilize the very talented and professional employees that are at the Department of Interior to just affirm to them that we do know what the standards are, we do know what our objective is, we do know what the Energy Act of 2005 calls upon us to do, and so we will do that.
Isn't it possible, Mr. Secretary, that the problem is that there's so much exploration and development, and this is what the Government Accountability Office seems to conclude, that they don't have time to do what they're supposed to do, no matter how much you tell them it's important, and that perhaps the pace is too quick and maybe the pace of energy development needs to slow, perhaps, so that both jobs can be done adequately?
Well, Howard, I would just say that we, you're using terms that at this point I haven't been briefed on of what perhaps the Government Accounting Office has said. I will just tell you, though, that we're going to adhere to the highest of standards because that's where you continue to have the confidence of the American people.
I want to ask you about ethics at the Department of the Interior. I know you have a number of top positions to fill in the agency that have been vacant, and Interior did at one time in this administration have a deputy secretary who had been a lobbyist for an industry that the Interior Department regulated. I wonder what your position is on the notion of having lobbyists for mining, energy, or grazing industries working at senior levels in the agency.
Howard, the first briefing that I received was by the ethics officers. I then sent an email to all 70,000 employees about ethics.
But what about the issue of conflict of interest, appointing people to positions in your agency who previously worked as lobbyists for industries that your agency regulates? Is that a concern of yours?
We will abide by both the letter and the spirit of the law. I don't know that you're suggesting that because somebody in their past may have had a particular position that they're not qualified to be considered for something, but...
Well, maybe they have a conflict of interest if they worked for an industry that they would now regulate.
If there is a conflict of interest, then that's something that I think that they need to bring forward, that needs to be considered by the vetting process.
But this is a question for you, because you'll be forwarding to the president, presumably, people who might be nominated for positions at high levels of the Interior Department. And I'm just wondering, in your mind, if you see it as a conflict of interest to have people who formerly worked for industries that you regulate now being in a position of regulating those industries.
I don't think that it's an immediate inherent conflict of interest. I think you have to determine that their adherence to the honor of the public trust has to be adhered to. You have to determine before you consider individuals if, in fact, there is a conflict of interest.
And does the fact of having worked for the industry that you now regulate, is that a conflict of interest?
We would have to look at it on a case-by-case basis.
Dirk Kempthorne is the nation's newest Secretary of the Interior. Mr. Secretary, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Howard.